Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
That happened to you? You got mugged when you were 9.
Yeah.
No, but there was a second thing you said last night.
When I was a young girl and I used to go to the locker rooms of the gyms, these girls
would beat you up.
No. Well, yeah, I got beat up.
Me
then
too.
They would like try and touch my breast because I've
had boobs
since I was 9.
I didn't have boobs. Nobody did that. But when I would go in the bathroom, they'd be like, yay, killer, they punch her, all that stuff. And I'd be like, oh, geez.
Wait, they hurt you?
Yeah, they wanted to beat me up. Oh, my favorite move is take the girl's head and put it right into the hand dryer. Bam!
So you actually are a killer.
Oh, yeah.
We have to talk about the scene because it was so batshit bizarre. Barbara started to tell a wonderfully compelling story that I was on the edge of my seat to listen to. She started talking about how when she was younger, girls would tie her down and they would touch her breasts. It was so dark, sad, heartbreaking, complex. I wanted to hear more. I would have read a whole book about this story. It was so interesting and how it might have shaped Barbara into the woman she is today. However, we just brushed right past it. So Sonia could tell the story about how she beat girls up in the locker room. How she was a literal killer. Sonia agreed. Barbara said, oh, so you were a killer. And Sonia says, yes, I was. Like, yes, I was. But no one even asked any questions. Sonia did not even ask Barbara any other questions. No follow-ups about what happened to Barbara. How it impacted the way she is today. If it did. How it did. We needed more information. And look, this is why we need a Carol, a Heather, somebody in the scene to ask the questions. Because otherwise, we just have a bunch of narcissists in a scene who aren't going to ask the new girl any questions, the new woman any questions. And I would have loved to hear this story. It seemed like such an interesting story. And the fact that literally Sonia just brushed right past it. And meanwhile, Luann was in the background just cleaning her. I don't know what she was doing. Actually, I think I know what was happening in the background. Did you hear Luann yell, hey, in the background?
I've had boobs since I was 9.
I want to play this for you again. So just listen to the background. You hear someone yell, hey!
I've had boobs since I was 9.
Do you hear that? Do you hear that? Hey! There was a hey in the background. I heard a hey. And I heard somebody might have fallen. Maybe it was a crew member. Someone just fell off the ledge of that fucking house. Or fell in that lake. I don't know what happened. Somebody fell out of that house. Or somebody was injured. But none of the narcissists in front of the camera care. We just heard a hey in the background. Someone was very injured or hurt or discarded. I don't know what happened. Somebody broke a leg, an arm, something. Someone needed some assistance, and Sonia just ignored it to go on to talk about her experience in a girl's locker room while Luann cleaned. And I'm just saying, we need someone in the scene to ask the questions. We also need Barbara to step up. Barbara needs to say, look, this is what happened to me, Sonia. We've already heard a lot of your stories, so let me tell my story. Barbara needed to step up and be a better housewife and get her word in edgewise. Because no one else cares. The women in this season only care about themselves. And we need someone in these scenes who's going to care about more than themselves. Also, justice for that crew member who was dying in the back of the scene. We need someone to help that person out. And it must not have been Luann, because we did see Luann later in the background just cleaning, worrying about herself and thinking about her cabaret. But there was a crew member in the back who needed some assistance, and we need to get to them. And I hope they're okay, and my thoughts and prayers are with that human being.
I've had boobs since I was 9.
Anyway, hello everyone, I'm Danny Pellegrino. Welcome to Everything Iconic. I want to get into the episode of The Real Housewives of New York. Before I do, I want to say that I'm going to be doing Southern Charm recaps, so I'm going to make that a separate episode, so stay tuned for that. Check the feed, subscribe, whatever you got to do. If you're watching Southern Charm, I hope you'll join me on this journey. I'm so excited for the ba-ba-doo. The Babadoo is heard around the world. I'm so excited about Southern Charm. So that recap should be out maybe tomorrow. I don't know when it'll be. I'm going to do my best, you guys. I'm doing my best. So that'll be out. And then also just some other paperwork out of the way. We do have Wow Bethany Wow t-shirts available. So if you want a Wow Bethany Wow t-shirt, Matt designed a little cute graphic for them. And they're for sale. If you go to, I should know the link. It's like everythingiconic.threadless.com. I think that's it. Maybe it's not. Who knows? Figure it out. I think it's everythingiconic.threadless.com. There's Wow Bethany Wow shirts, and then also shirts to say I'm on the brim of freaking out. I am on the brim of freaking out.
I'm already on the brim of freaking out.
So excited. So they're over there and they're really fun. And then also, some people have asked about the Patreon roundtable. So if you join the Everything Iconic Patreon, go to patreon.com/everythingiconic. If you click become a patron, donate $4 more per month, you get access to the bonus episodes. And there's like a roundtable, a Vanderpump Rules roundtable, where I had some other podcasters over and we recorded after some wine. We just talked about this season of Vanderpump Rules. So Ben and Ronnie from Watch What Crappens, Annabelle DeSisto from Adderall and Compliments, and Hannah Brown from Brown Eyed Unicorn. We all just sat at the table and talked, and Adam Salandro. So join Everything Iconic if you want to hear that. It's a little 40-minute drunk episode of us, maybe 30 minutes of us chatting. Okay, so let's get into this episode. So we open on Sonia getting in a bus. And we got to talk about this scene for a second. So Sonia gets onto this bus. She's not going on the jitney. Normally she rides that jitney, but she's got on a bus, which was for sure a sponsorship. I'm certain they paid money for it. But Sonia gets on, and she's got someone named Sabrina with her, who I'm assuming is one of the interns, one of the assistants. But Sonia's getting onto the bus, and she says, "If it weren't for you, I wouldn't have gotten up." Now, this was a throwaway line, but I think we need to rein into this a little bit. Was Sonia unconscious? What? I feel... it sounded like she was saying, like, if it weren't for you, I wouldn't have woken up. She wasn't just saying, like, I wouldn't have gotten it together, or, like, I wouldn't have gotten my stuff together to get on this bus. It felt to me like she was saying, like, if it weren't for you, I would have slept until the end of time. That's how I felt it, she was said. And so I wonder, like, what goes on in this household? Like, is Sabrina and these other interns, do they have to just completely wake her up? Like, are they walking into her room while Sonia's just got drool and last night's vodka just on the bed? And one of the interns just has to, like, shake her to wake her up? Or, you know, like, what's happening here? I would like cameras in the room for Sonia to wake up, because I need to know how the interns get her up every morning. Because I imagine it being a struggle. Do they, like, remember how she put those fucking towels on the windows because there was no blinds? Like, do they just have to rip down the towels so the sunlight comes in and then tape them up afterwards? Like, pull out the duct tape, Pickles. Pickles got to get the duct tape. I don't think Pickles is still with her, but I imagine at one point Pickles had to rip down the towels that were on the wall and then retape them with duct tape. I don't know. That's a dark tale for another time, but I would like somebody with a camera to get in that room for Mornings with Sonia. Mornings with Sonia. That could be a whole spinoff. Just show me that. I want to know what happens. Because she said, if it weren't for you, I wouldn't have gotten up. So I don't know about you guys, but I'm a grown-ass man and I don't need someone to get me up. Like, sometimes I might need some encouragement, or sometimes I'll set my alarm twice, or you know how you hit the snooze button? Occasionally when I'm really tired, I'll hit the snooze a few times. But I don't need someone physically coming in the room and shaking me awake. And I'm just saying, it feels like that's what she was saying. So God bless Sabrina. I don't know, again, if you're an assistant, an intern, or just someone off the street. Or maybe she's a teenage witch too. I don't know. She could also possibly booty call. We don't know. We don't know. I don't think we've seen Sabrina before. Maybe we have, but I don't recognize her. There's so many interns coming in and out of that fucking house and that apartment and condo, whatever it is she lives in, that squalor that Sonia lives in. But I don't know who it is, this Sabrina, but they had to wake her up. And we see all the girls kind of doing their own thing. We see Lou getting her hair done outside, her new house looked beautiful. And we see Dorinda buying flowers. And she's in her new neighborhood. So Dorinda went to the new flower shop. She introduced herself. And then she left with no flowers. Did you catch that? She had all these thoughts about the flower arrangements. And it seemed as though she was ordering them. And then we just see her leave the flower shop. No flowers in hand. Maybe she was going back to get them. Maybe she was having them delivered. But it seemed odd to set up that Dorinda was buying these flowers and she was giving advice on how to cut the flowers. And then all of a sudden she was like, well, see you later. Guess we're done here. And then just walked out to the cheese shop, which we'll talk about in a second. But we see Sonia on this nice bus, which, again, I would love to ride this bus. It was beautiful. I think it was a sponsorship, or somebody reached out and was like, look, we'll give you a free ride on this bus if you put it on the TV. I think that's what happened. But it was beautiful. I want to know how much it is. I don't even live in New York, but I'd like to know how much it would be to ride it, because it looked nice. Sonia even said it's like a mobile office. She says it's a private plane, but on the ground. It's like a PJ, but a PB. Private bus. PB. PB&J. Anyway, she even says she'd use the bathroom on it. She says she'll use the pooper. So, you know, she says, normally I wouldn't use the pooper on the jitney, but here she's going to go to the bathroom on this bus, so it must be a nice thing. And as someone who doesn't like to go to the bathroom on moving vehicles, I would say it must be really nice if you're willing to use the bathroom on it. Because, you know, who wants to go to the bathroom in a moving vehicle? I don't even like to do it on the plane. I don't even want to be in the bathroom on a Southwest flight. I don't even want to be on a Southwest flight. But if I'm on an airplane, I don't like to use the restroom. Nope, not interested. N-O. Anyway, then we see Dorinda leaving that flower shop without flowers, which I want to know what happened. That was a cliffhanger, if there ever was one. Where are the flowers at? We see her go into the cheese shop. Last week, I loved Dorinda because it was Halloween and she was serving Kit Kats to her trick-or-treaters. You know, I love a Kit Kat. You want to know what I love almost as much as a Kit Kat? Cheese. Now, Dorinda went to a cheese shop, and the fact that she's a cheese lover made me feel such a connection to Dorinda, which I've always felt a connection to Dorinda. I love her so, so much. She's given us so much. I'll tell you how I'm doing. Not well, bitch. You know, she's given us so much. So many great lines, so many great catchphrases. But honestly, the fact that she loves cheese as much as I do made me feel things for Dorinda that I haven't felt since she said she would take a heroin addict in from the street. Remember when she was drunk in Cartagena and said, I don't care if you're the biggest heroin addict in the world. I'd invite you in my house and let's see what the fuck is up. And remember last week I really turned on Dorinda when she was drunk at that charity benefit and she was just saying, important, friend of the family. You know, she kept on interrupting the speech for the children who are victims of sexual abuse. And I'm just thinking about this now, but that whole charity event was for children of sexual abuse. And Barbara started telling her story this episode about how she was physically, and it seemed, again, we glossed over the story, so we didn't get any details, but it seemed like Barbara had a very dark past. And I wonder how she reacted to that charity event with the speech being such a fucking mess. And we never got a confessional from Barbara about that. And she was there. And I also posted this online. Jill Zarin was there, but she was edited out of the episode. Why is Jill Zarin being edited out of these episodes? I need information. Anyway, I really turned on Dorinda last week from that charity event. And then this week she goes into the cheese shop and I'm back on board. She loves cheese. And I would like a whole show about a cheese shop. It doesn't have to be some flashy drama on Bravo. I would just like a show in the cheese shop because a couple years ago for my birthday, Matt took me to a cheese shop, the cheese shop in Beverly Hills. I feel like I'm slurring right now because saying cheese shop a bunch of times makes you sound like Dorinda. I went to the cheese shop. I went to the cheese shop. Sometimes better than others. That was my Dorinda giving a toast. Anyway, I would like a cheese shop spinoff because I went for my birthday a couple years ago and they had someone presenting all the cheeses and they give interesting facts about the cheeses. I remember one cheese, the guy was like, this one's illegal in 48 states or something. And it's like, what? Like, there's like literally illegal cheeses. I would like to know more. So let's get that cheese shop spinoff in the works. It could be on like another network, like the TLC channel, Lifetime, you know, television for women. I'd watch it wherever it went. Anyway, then we cut to Bethany and Tins at lunch. So look, Bethany had apparently ordered Tinsley a vodka and then Tinsley arrived after Bethany had already been seated and Tinsley goes, actually, I'll take a white wine. My dog has cancer. This was that Roni whiplash. Remember we talked about that? It's like, you can't even get your bearings. Like, someone's just walking into a scene here. Tinsley's just barely sitting down, like, my dog has cancer. And it's like, what the fuck just happened? And it moves so quickly. Like, on another show on Beverly Hills, it would be like a dog having cancer. We would sit in that for at least 5 episodes. It would be a 5-episode arc. We would just sit in it for a while. We'd have everyone's responses. You know, Teddy Mellencamp would be like, you know, I can't believe her dog has cancer. And then Dorit would be like, I can't believe dog has cancer. You know, it would be like a whole fucking thing. And on this show, it's just Tinsley, like, my dog has cancer and I can't have children. And it's like, what the fuck? I can't even process it all. Can we talk about Beverly Hills for just 1 second? I'm not going to go deep in this, but did you guys watch this week? At the end of the episode, LVP goes in to get a lie detector test. It was one of the most ridiculous things I've seen. And everyone online, of course, was reacting to this. And it was great TV. I mean, because it was so unexpected to see her walk in to get this lie detector test with that John Sessa. And I screamed, like I literally screamed watching it. And it's such a ridiculous moment. And I was saying this online. I don't know how to how you can come back from that. It reminded me so much of Aviva's leg throw. Like, it's so ridiculous and over the top. It seems like, where do you go from there? And also, like, no one asked for the lie detector test. Like, she sort of presented it herself. It was very odd and bizarre. But if there's anyone that come back from it, it's LVP, because we love her. People love her. But it was insane. Like, it was, I screamed at my, Matt was like, what's wrong? I'm like, a lie detector test. It's like, these shows are fucking crazy. Anyway, so Tinsley sits down. My dog has cancer. Real quick, she talks about Bambi's lumps. Then she just starts going in about how Sonia was yelling at her. And they show a flashback to a scene that we never saw of Tinsley, Sonia, and Ramona. Now, Sonia looked so fucked up. Even Ramona looked fucked up in this flashback. We got it in like the sepia tone, so it wasn't in the full normal colors that we get on this show. But where was that scene? I want that full scene. And did you guys know that this is a shortened season? Somebody told me it's 15 episodes plus the reunion. So the reunions, if they're three parts, it'll be like 18-ish, I would assume. I don't know that as a fact. That's just what I was told, 15 episodes. If 15 episodes, you guys, first of all, I'm upset there's only 15 for my favorite show in the entire world. And I don't know, I worry about that it was only 15 episodes. Although I do like a tighter season. I like that it's tight. So look, this season, there hasn't been a lot of overarching drama. They needed something else. I think we need another new housewife. There's not enough wives here. We need another woman to join the cast. Because there's not a lot going on. If we're only going to get 15-episode seasons, then we need someone else to jump in there. And Barb isn't cutting it. Barb isn't cutting it. Then Bethany, she's talking to Tinsley about this wanting a child and not having a man. Tinsley also apparently wants a man before the child. You know, she's got this view of what a traditional family looks like, and it's not happening. And I just want to say that there was a close-up of Bethany during this initial scene at the very beginning of the Tinsley and Bethany sit-down. Bethany couldn't have looked more disgusted. She just was like, I can't believe I'm doing a scene with Tinsley. And you know I love my Tins. Game, set, now I need a match. She's gone. Tinsley's the best, in my eyes. But you could tell Bethany's like, what the fuck are we doing here? Like, why are you here? Why am I here with you? Bethany's like rethinking everything. She's like, maybe I should have done another season of that Bethany and Frederick spinoff. You know, she's reevaluating everything in her head. And I liked that. I liked watching. I always like to think about, like, what they're thinking in the scene, you know? Like, aside from what they're talking about, I like to think, like, is Bethany thinking, like, we need a new star here? Like, we need someone to replace Tins? That's what I think she was thinking. So then we see Sonia arrive at Lou's. Now Sonia's wearing hat. They're all doing a lot of hat work on Bravo. Sonia's got this big hat on. And Lou's first line out of the gate was, look at you with that hat. Look at you. I'm trying to do my look. Look at you with that hat! That was terrible, you guys. Some people say my Luann impression sounds like Yoda. Other people say Cookie Monster. Either way, it's not a human. It's not a human voice. Then Sonia says she brought a bottle of champagne, which I did a double take. I thought, really, why are you bringing a bottle of champagne? Like, Lou's an alcoholic. And I'm not saying that, like, Lou should be able to resist the temptation of a bottle of champagne. I just thought it was, like, a little uncouth, maybe. That Lou's in her first 6 months of recovery. Like, this isn't even, when they're filming this, I don't even think it was 6 months. Lou's within 6 months of her recovery. And she's been to rehab. She's been to prison. She's been to rehab. What did she say last season? And she just wants to get home to her, whatever, her life. But Luann isn't even 6 months out. It's like, maybe you just shouldn't bring a bottle of champagne, because it's not even like a party that Lou's having. It's like she's having two people stay there. So I thought that was like a little weird, but more on that later. So then Lou shows her new place, and she says her old place had photographers in the bushes. And I wrote my notes, what the fuck? Did it have photographers in the bushes? Like, are there really paparazzi outside of Luann's house? What's happening here? I know we think of Luann as a star, but does the world think of Luann as a star? I am shocked. I am shocked, bewildered, and like Luann's Countess Collection jewelry, bedazzled. I could not believe the fact that she has photographers in the bushes. I don't know if I buy, like, did she hire those photographers to go in the bushes? Like, who are these photographers that are in her bushes camping out? If I was a paparazzi, like, would I be camping out in a bush to get a photo of Luann Deliceps? I mean, you could get a photo with her. I literally got one at her Countess Luann show. Like, you could get one. You can get a statement from her from cameo.com. just go to Cameo. I'm on there too, by the way. You could walk walking on the street. If you follow her on Instagram, on her Instagram video, she's always posting photos and videos with people on the streets. So just anyone who recognizes her, she's like, let's put that on Instagram. And there's photographers, professional photographers camping out in her bushes to take a photo of her. I don't buy that. I'm sorry, I don't. I know she's popular. And with all of the rehab stuff and everything she went through last year, I think some people might want a photo. But I don't think it's like sleep in a bush kind of photo. Do you guys think it was someone that's like sleeping in the bush or hiding in a bush? I would think like maybe if they knew Luann was going to a place, they might show up to get a photo. Or like Bethany, the photographer, show up at the courthouse. Totally get that. Bethany's going through a very public divorce, and Bethany is much more known around the world. Luann's known in these circles of Housewives fans. But Bethany's known like because of her skinny girl, and like people know she was on the cover of Forbes, all that kind of stuff. Luann was on the cover of what? Like, I don't know. She was not. I don't imagine her being someone that is going to have photographers camping out or just hiding in a bush. I'm sorry. That was somebody else in a bush. That was probably Sonia asleep in a bush. I don't think that was a photographer in a bush. So Sonia was passed out. Sabrina had to go wake her up and bring her to the bed. And that was Sonia in a bush. Like Sonia was going to visit Luann and she fell asleep in the bush because she was drunk out of her mind. And then the intern Sabrina had to go pick her up. Like that was not a photographer. Anyway, this house is very interesting. Sonia seems to like it though. So we'll wait till we get to the other girls. Then Tinsley, Sonia says Tinsley was being a downer. And then Sonia like was being such an asshole. She said Tinsley was saying the dog is sick. And it's like, we're here to have a girl's night out. And Sonia was so pissed that Tinsley brought up her dying dog and then her ex-boyfriend who left her. I don't know if she left him, whatever. She broke up with him. But Sonia was being such an asshole. She's like, I don't care about the sick dog. It's a girl's night. What a dick. I don't give a fuck about her dying dog. It's a girl's night. Sonia just wants to get hammered. Then we see more of that flashback of Sonia not making any sense. So drunk. Again, Ramona's drunk too in that flashback. I would have liked to see more of it. Then we cut to Ramona showing up to that lunch with Tinsley and Bethany. And Ramona's a different person this episode. She tells Bethany right off the bat, she's like, I have something to say to you, but I always have terrible delivery, and I realize I need to change that about myself. And then she tells Bethany that she felt that the girls feel that Bethany's ignoring them. And Ramona was so nice. And then Bethany had such a nice response. And I wrote my notes, this is so much growth between them. I've never seen this growth out of Ramona. I mean, it was shocking to me. And I was on Team Ramona last week when she was the only one with any sort of sense at that charity event. Then they move on. Ramona explains how she was feeling. She was upset that Bethany didn't show up to her charity event, which I'm upset too. But then Bethany says, look, I hear you. I had other things going on. I'm sorry I didn't make it. And then they move on. It was like a totally mature conversation. Much better than that time they had that sit down. Do you remember Ramona and Bethany had that sit down where Ramona's like, your tits are out on that porn video. Another great scene, but this went much differently. Then they start talking about Luann. So Bethany's still very upset about that comment that Lou made about her going home to her daughter. And then Ramona says she thinks she's a queen now. And Lou does think that people work for her. Then we see Ramona in her confessional doing a Luann impression. I'm Luann, a cabaret star. Do everything for me because I'm a cabaret star. That was Ramona's impression. I don't know if that worked, but Ramona's impression of Luann was great. It was low, much better than my impression of Luann. Ramona did a great Luann, and I would like to see more impressions out of Ramona. I want to see Ramona do Bethany. I want to see her do Lou. I want to see her do Sonia. I want to see her do Barb. Give me all the impressions out of Ramona, and let's get her in a Groundlings class. Let's get her on stage. Let's get her in, what was that show, America's Next Comic Star, whatever that fucking show was on NBC. Let's get her in it, because Ramona is now an impressionist. So then we cut to Lou taking everyone around the house. So we see Lou's guest room, and it's in the kitchen. It's in a kitchen. Lou's guest room is also the kitchen, which is fine if you're me. It's fine if you're, you know, anyone but a housewife. And I know this is her second home, so it's fine. It's a beautiful house. I thought it was great. It just didn't feel very housewifey. And showing us the room with the kitchen was just kind of a lot to look at. Like, it was like, whoa! You know, I was taken aback. Did not expect it. Even they showed it in the previews, and I still was, like, still surprised. Still couldn't believe it. We just moved on. And Sonia said, that's where I'd put an intern. I'd have an intern live there, which was some subtle shade and totally offhanded, but just moved on from it. And that was another moment where it was like Roni whiplash. We just showed the room in the kitchen and then moved on. We needed someone to call it out, and someone does later. We'll get to it. So then we cut back to Bethany, Ramona, and Tinsley at lunch. Tinsley said she was programmed as a kid to want a family and kids. And the girls say, why don't you do it alone? And she says, I don't know. She says she doesn't want a date, but she does want the family. And Ramona says, sometimes your old thoughts need to be rebooted. Wow, Ramona, wow. I couldn't believe it. I mean, Ramona has shown so much growth these two episodes. I know she's still a monster. I'm just waiting for her to be a monster again. Like, it's going to be a matter of minutes. I mean, we can't go much longer with Ramona being a nice person. But who is this Ramona? And then Bethany says, you know, just get the sperm. Get the sperm and have a kid yourself. She's like, we'll get the best sperm. And I wrote in my notes, just have a kid with Dale. We talked about that last week. Have a kid with Dale. Be the new normal. I want to see Dale and Tinsley. Dale raising a child. Then the girls discuss the cast trip. Ramona said she wanted to go to Aspen. But then she said some of the other girls said we should go to Miami. We've been to Miami 1,000 fucking times. I am disgusted. I know they went to Cartagena last season, and it was amazing. But how do we go from Cartagena to Miami? Not saying Miami's not beautiful, but I want an international trip. Maybe was Lou not allowed to go international because of her court situation? Maybe. But I need something other than Miami. I need something other than Miami. The house looks beautiful in Miami, but I need them to go somewhere else. And that's why we're only in 15 episodes. Like, what is this? This cast trip we got this season was Berkshire's in Miami. We get Miami every fucking season. And that's usually, like, one of the side trips. You know, normally, like, Bethany goes for work stuff, and then Lou goes to Art Basel or whatever fuck where Victoria's showing that artwork. Like, we normally get that all the time. And so the fact that they're going here on the big season-long cast trip, I'm very upset about it. Then Ramona reveals that Mario's going to be visiting them. She says she hasn't seen Mario naked in a while, and neither have I, and I would like Mario to send me some photos nude so we can see it. Also, where's Jill? I thought in the preview for this season we saw more Jill. I knew she was only going to make a couple appearances, but we only got that one of her at the tennis. What's going on with Jill? I need to know where she's at. Then we cut to Luann's house. Barbara shows up. And she's wearing a camo shirt with a green jacket, blue nail polish, lots of jewelry. What the fuck? I thought she learned from Mona. I thought Ramona took her to that trunk shop, whatever it was. Now, it seems like Barbara's back in her old ways wearing a ridiculous outfit. And I like a ridiculous outfit, but this one, it was like, it was an assault on the eyes. And I like Barbara, but this outfit was a little bit like, I even wrote it down. You know, like I normally don't write down their outfits because I'm not a fashion maven. But I even wrote it down and was like, the blue nail polish with the camo shirt and the green jacket? Like, what the fuck is going on? Did you look in the mirror? You know, Luann used to have that iPhone app, which I purchased, and it's no longer in service, but I purchased Luann Delicep's iPhone app like 5 years ago, 6 years ago. It was a long time ago. And in that app, she used to have fashion tips. And so there was like a whole tip section on how to be like Countess. Remember, she was doing all that, like the Countess stuff. And there were tips, and they were such asshole tips. Like, one of them was like, if you have big arms, don't wear sleeveless things. Or it said, like, if you have big arms, like, wear a cover-up to the beach. It was, like, such an asshole thing. There were these tips. But I was just thinking, like, maybe Barbara needs that app. I'll be honest. Then they drink. They start drinking. And I feel like they should at least not drink in front of Luann. Again, it's just three of them together in this house. It's not like a full group party or anything. I just feel like within 6 months, like maybe they shouldn't be drinking in front of Luann. And again, I do know that Luann needs to get strong enough to be around alcohol where she's not tempted. But it seems very early for that. It seems very early for that. And also there was red wine there. How did that red wine come in? Because it didn't seem like Barbara showed up with that red wine. And we know Sonia came with champagne. So does Luann just have alcohol in the house? And I don't think that's a great thing. Again, I'm no sobriety expert, and so I apologize. I don't want to offend anyone. But it seems a little odd that there's red wine and champagne in this house, and she hasn't even been a few months. Whew, wow. Then they start talking as they're drinking, and they show a flashback of Luann and Bethany fighting, because they start talking about Bethany. Luann says, Bethany, I've been through so much. And then she says at the table, she says, my friends can wait 15 minutes for me to perform. And look, Luann, she just doesn't get it. She just doesn't get it. She doesn't get it. She does not get it. It is not something she gets. It, I don't know how anyone could explain it to her. Sonia, who's the only one who seems to understand the issue, and she's explaining it to Luann, and Luann just doesn't get it. And even Sonia says, I'm a Sagittarius. I tell the truth. And she was telling the truth. She was just saying, look, this is how Bethany felt. She had to get home to her kid. So she couldn't stick around past 11:30 for you to perform Money Can't Buy You Class. And Luann just doesn't get that Bethany couldn't have stayed. And I don't get why she doesn't get it. The only reason I think that she doesn't get it is because she's kind of narcissistic. And by kind of, I mean a full-blown narcissist. But I don't know. They ultimately end the conversation with just agreeing that Luann's a star. Like, that was how it ended. Just like, yeah, I'm a star. And then we moved on. Then we cut to Bethany, Dorinda, Tinsley getting in a car with Bethany's driver, Albie, who we finally saw like a full body shot of, and I was very on board. We got the full body of Albie, the driver, and I thought he was beautiful, and I would like more. I want to know his Instagram at handle. Somebody send me his at, because he was a hot man, and I want to see more. Then they get in that car, and they're going to Luann's house. Meanwhile, we cut to Ramona, who's at Jonathan Adler. Now, we know she's not going to be seeing the girls right away because she's got to go to her birthday party. But Ramona's at Jonathan Adler buying Lou a housewarming gift, which I thought was nice. So she's looking around, and she picks up a plate. She goes, oh, Luann will like this. And then she picks it up and shows it to the camera, and it just says, cock. I laughed out loud. Now, most housewives, they would be doing this as a joke. I don't think Ramona was doing a bit here. I think she literally just saw the word cock and she goes, Luann liked this. She didn't know there was a second plate with the word tail on it. So Ramona just saw one plate that said cock and goes, oh yeah, Luann would like this because she loves cock. Which, same, by the way. But that's not the point here. The point is, I don't think Ramona was doing a bit. She just literally thought, yep, Luann loves cock. I know that for sure. There's one thing I know. There's one thing I'm certain of. It's Luann loves cock. And I love when these girls are openly admitting that Luann just loves dick. And again, same. But Sonia said it a couple episodes ago. She's like, well, Luann likes to get fucked. You know, Luann loves to get dick. And I like that we're open about that. I would like Luann to come out and say that she loves dick. She hasn't exactly said it yet. But I hope that when Ramona gives her the plate that says cock, I hope that Luann's like, I do love cock. You know, on camera, I just want to hear her say that. That's all I'll admit. And again, same. So Luann, then at her house, she's trying on her statement necklaces. She talks about this cabaret collection. She says, I never thought the cabaret would be as big as it's been. Neither did we, Luann. Neither did we. I am shocked that it's going on. I know we talk about that every week. But then we see her taking pictures for her jewelry collection. And she's telling the photographer, she's looking at one of the photos, and this is all flashback footage, but she's looking at the photos and she's like, no, no, darling. Which was so old school, Lou. Her saying, no, no, darling. Darling. No, no, darling. Saying that to the photographer was such an old version of Luann, who's fully reared its ugly head into this season. I mean, we're getting old school Luann. And that was what sealed the deal for me, hearing that darling to the photographer. It's so, like, condescending in, like, season 3 Luann. And I've been watching earlier seasons. I've been going back and watching them on Hulu. And this is early season Luann. Then, back in the car ride, the girls, Tinsley, Bethany, and Dorinda, they're talking about doing a drinking game this weekend. Every time the word cabaret is said, Bethany says, let's take a shot. Then Dorinda ones up the game, and she says, how about we take off a piece of clothing every time the word cabaret is said? This felt like a weird elevation to me. I mean, taking a shot one time when you hear Luann say the word cabaret is one thing. Taking off an article of clothing at someone's house every time somebody says a word seems very off. Could you imagine? And I was saying, as I was watching it, I was like, I hope that happens. Because I just want to see them around the dinner table, and Luann's like, we're going to cabaret. And then all of a sudden, Dorinda just takes off her bra. Like, what? It's the most bizarre game. And I want to play it. I want to go to a friend's house with a group of friends and just start removing clothing every time somebody says the magic word. Like, it's the most bizarre thing I've ever heard of. And I felt like we skipped right past it. Like, why didn't Bethany or Tinsley say, like, what the fuck does that mean? Like, Doreen, did you want me to just start taking off my socks because Luann said the word cabaret? Like, could you imagine just Tinsley in a scene just removing her blouse because Luann references the cabaret? I thought it was very weird, and we just skipped right past it. Then we see Ramona. She's spending $200 on Lou's housewarming gift, and I thought that was nice. Ramona's a nice human being this episode. It was shocking to see. Then we cut back to the house. Again, this was that scene where Barbara, Luann, and Sonia were talking about their youth. And when Barbara said this very compelling story about how young kids would tie her down and touch her boobs, which is so dark. And the fact that Barbara was willing to say this on camera was so brave of her, I thought. And then we just skip right past it. We need someone to reference it, to ask about it. We need something here. Then we cut back to the girls in the car, and they're talking about language. And this was a very upsetting scene because they start talking about you calling little people something else and saying all the words that they shouldn't say. And they're like, when are we supposed to say now? And Bethany's like, what are you supposed to call them? You know, and it was all just derogatory terms. They had to bleep one of them out. They bleeped out the word for little person. And I'm certain there was a cut in the scene. I'm certain in the scene Tinsley said the word faggot. Like, I would bet my bottom dollar that at some point Tinsley said the F word in the scene. And the editor's like, it's too far. Because they were all just saying all these derogatory terms, which was surprising to see on camera. But when did it end? I mean, at a certain point, I bet the editors were like, we're showing too much. Cut Tinsley saying the word faggot. Like, we can't use it. Excuse my language, everyone, but I'm certain that that happened. I'm not certain of many things, but I'm certain of that. And they were just looking out the window. It was such a casual conversation. I could not believe it. Clutch my imaginary pearls. Then we cut to Bethany, Tinsley, and Dorinda arriving at Luann's. Now, Bethany's wearing this cowboy hat. So much hat work. They all go into this house, and it was so fucking funny because they're looking around. They're looking in the house, and they're all saying, like, oh, it's nice. But you could tell they're, like, their inflections are going up as they say it. So they're nice, like, which means they don't really like it. Tinsley's like, this is beautiful, which meant she thought it was shit. Even Bethany thought it was shit, and in her confessional, she was saying so. But Dorinda, I want to talk about this for a second. So Dorinda walks in the house, and she's looking around. She's doing that thing where she pretends it's nice, which she's not thinking it's nice. But she's pretending. And at one point, Dorinda walked in front of a giant fake plant. There was like a real tall fake plant, probably taller than Dorinda or just as tall as Dorinda. And Dorinda walks right in front of it. And this fake plant is in front of the window. And the window, outside the window, there's a beautiful view. But Dorinda walks in front of this giant plant. And she says, what a beautiful view. And I swear, I don't think Dorinda could see outside. She was saying in front of a fake plant, like she was looking at leaves. I don't think she was looking at the view. And she said, what a beautiful view. And she was just looking at a fake plant. Like, they were all fucking lying. And Bethany said when she saw the guest suite, she said, but there's a kitchen in here. No shit. We're all thinking it, though. It's like, Bethany, why the fuck is there a kitchen in here? She says, you could take a shit and cook a souffle at the same time. And this was a beautiful Bethany moment. Sometimes Bethany gives great confessional. When she does, she does. I mean, perfect line. You could take a shit and cook a souffle at the same time, which is true. And we're all thinking it. You know, Dorinda was thinking, like, why the fuck's there a kitchen in here? Tinsley's like, why you have a kitchen in here? Like, why is there a bed in the kitchen in the same room? No one fucking gets that. No one gets it. And they all say it's really pretty. And then Tinsley finally says in her confessional, anything would drive me to drink. It's living here. They hate the house. They do. And at this point, I was on the edge of my seat, and I was thinking, I can't wait for Ramona to arrive. Because all these other girls, they have some sort of decorum, and Ramona doesn't. And I'm so excited for Ramona to arrive at this house and see it and comment on the kitchen and the room and all of it. Because you know Ramona's just not going to be able to bite her tongue, and she's going to say the worst things. And I was hoping that we would get it this episode. Unfortunately, we didn't. But I needed to have Ramona's reaction. I'm so excited for Ramona's reaction. Then they start talking about Ramona, and they show footage on screen of an Instagram video that Ramona posted of her at dinner or lunch with her friends for her birthday. And she's showing the table. She's showing how big the table is. And it's so fucking funny. The editors are trolling Ramona so hard this season.
How do you know what her party's like?
I saw it on her IG story. Ramona's not in the car with the girls.
What?
20 minutes ago.
I love celebrating my birthday. This is the first day, the 13th, the 18th, that I'm going to celebrate all month long. Happy birthday to me and all my
friends.
I'm going to cry. I'm going to cry. We have put up with her for so long. We've gone to all her birthday parties. And now what? We're not the main team?
This episode of Everything Iconic is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. Now, I'm not sure if you've noticed, but it's definitely allergy season. You all know I've been struggling a little bit. I usually love the springtime, but I struggle with my allergies, which are just not the most fun. But luckily with Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, the only tissues I like to use, I can say, bring on the blooms, and I can face those allergies head on. Now, Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved, so you can attack watery eyes and battle runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. That's why I love these, because they're so incredibly soft, and I don't want to touch my nose with something that's not. Now, I am obsessed with Kleenex. I think they are so really just the best to do it. So for this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on. Again, this allergy season, do not pick up something else. Grab Kleenex and face allergies head on. Then Luann says she's going to take the girls to a cabaret, but like not a real, I don't know. It was like a weird, they were all sitting there saying like, well, I didn't dress for a cabaret. Like I don't have sparkles. And then Luann comes out with an outfit. She's like, one of you could wear this. And you guys, what the fuck? Bethany even said, she's like, I've never heard the word cabaret my whole life. I never saw cabaret once in my life. And then now all of a sudden you're making me go to cabarets all the time. Enough is enough, Luann. Like she's obsessed with cabarets. It reminds me of when I started doing improv years ago, and I just always wanted people to go to improv shows, which are not fun. 90% of them are not fun at all, but I would make everyone go to an improv show. Be like, come on, let's go to improv. It's fun. That was me. Luann was me, but with cabaret. So then all the girls start eating lunch together around a table. Bethany's still wearing her hat, which I've learned from Manners that you shouldn't wear a hat at the dinner table. I know it was lunch, but I still felt like Bethany should have taken off that big-ass hat. And then Sonia says about Tinsley, or to Tinsley, she says, I don't have time to hear the boyfriend and baby story again. And Tinsley's like, well, that's my life. That's my life. Poor Tins, you guys. I feel bad. Then they talk about gender fluidity, which they are saying is liquid, which this was some shit. Like, I could not follow this conversation at first. It took me so long to catch on because I was so confused. Lou's like, we talked about liquid. And I was like, what are you talking about? Like, and then it's revealed that they think gender fluidity is liquid. Sonia's like, it's called gender liquid. And I truly was like sitting there and I was like watching A Beautiful Mind, or I felt like him. Remember Russell Crowe in A Beautiful Mind, like looking at the chalkboard, trying to figure out an equation. Like, that's what I was doing watching this scene. Like, trying to figure it out, like, what are they saying? Like, putting all the pieces together. Then it was revealed that they were talking about gender fluidity. And then Barbara says, I thought I was bisexual, but Sonia said it was sexual fluidity. This is very confusing to me. Barbara had a one-year relationship with a woman. And then she says she loves dick, which again, same. But then she says she went downtown on a woman. And I was confused because I felt like Barbara was saying, look, I'm bisexual. Which it's up to the person to state their sexual identity. It's not up for Sonia to say, like, no, that's not what you are. That was confusing. But then I didn't feel like Barbara went and said, like, no, you're wrong, Sonia. That's why I feel bad for Barbara, too, because it's like they just sort of steamroll her and, like, they're telling her what her sexuality is. And that was just, ugh, that made me feel really icky. And I don't know. We need an interview with Barbara. Like, I need to know what Barbara feels about all of this, because it must be upsetting. Like, it's upsetting to me. Like, I can't imagine Barbara watching these episodes and not being upset by this. Then Luann says she was shocked when Barbara had a relationship with a woman. And I thought the only reason you're shocked is because you don't listen to anyone. Like, Luann does not listen to the things people say. Anyway, then it was such a quick shift because Luann is saying, like, I was shocked that Barbara had a relationship with a woman. And then she just goes, I did good at my cabaret. Or she says, I did good. She's like looking around her new house. She's like, I did good. And she's so proud of this new house with the kitchen in the bedroom. She says, I'm getting ready for my show, my Christmas show. They're all sitting around talking to Luann about this cabaret show. Now, again, you know, none of them want to talk about what they have to talk about. Drinda finally says, so what do? Sing some songs and take some questions? And it's like, yeah, that's exactly what she does. 3/4 of the show is a Q&A with the audience, so she doesn't even have to come up with material for it. She just has people ask her questions. Ugh, you guys, this show, this cabaret show, it has to end at some point. It does. Like I said a couple weeks ago, I will go to every last one that's in LA, but I think it needs to end. Then Bethany and Luann start to go at it. Bethany says, I'm a mom. Luann says, I'm a mom too. And Bethany says, I wouldn't go out that late. I wouldn't stay out past 11:30 if it was for Madonna. Every time I heard Bethany mention Madonna, I was thinking of that season 2 or 3 scene where she's talking to, I think it's season 2, where they're at a charity meeting and Kelly shows up late. And then Bethany says, evidently she's Madonna. And then remember Kelly got really mad that Bethany said, evidently she's Madonna. Ooh, it was good. And that's what led to that scene between Bethany and Kelly Ben-Simone, where Kelly says, I'm up here and you're down here, which is one of the all-time greats. Truly like a truly iconic scene. So then Lou starts to say, I wasn't thinking. And then Tinsley finishes the sentence with, about anyone but yourself, but it was under her breath, and I wish she would have said it louder. And a true, like, a housewife pro would have said it louder. Like, Ramona would have said it loud, Sonia would have said it loud, Dorinda would have said it loud. Tinsley just said it under her breath, but she's getting there, you guys. She's getting there. Like, that was a good housewife move. About anyone but yourself. Like, that was good. It was quick on her feet. It was shady. It was confrontational. I just wish it would have been a little louder. Because with Lou, you really gotta talk loud. And then Luann says, I'm not narcissistic. We all know that she is. And then Bethany says, look, I celebrated you this summer. And then Lou says, what do you mean? And everyone looks around and they all kind of give this look like, should we say it out loud? And then Bethany says, to be with you. What she really means is like, I was here for your intervention. Like, I literally like got you out of the darkest moment of your life. And Luann couldn't even remember. Like, that's a problem. Luann didn't even remember. And she's sober now. She couldn't even remember that Bethany did that for her. That was the end of the episode. Next week, we get more of Bethany versus Luann. We get Sonia with a new crazy hairdo. And then we get this cabaret show, which I'm so excited for. We see this glimpse into this cabaret show that the girls go to. And I cannot wait. Cannot wait. That's the episode. Again, I'm going to be doing a Southern Charm recap. So stay tuned for that. Just subscribe to the podcast or check it maybe tomorrow or later today or whatever. And I thank you all so much for listening. Please find me on social media at Danny Pellegrino, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, facebook.com/PellegrinoDanny, and Patreon if you want that Vanderpump Roundtable, and then Threadless, or everythingiconic.threadless.com if you want an On the Brim or Wow Bethany Wow t-shirt. Wow Bethany Wow. Wow Danny Wow. Anyway, I love you all so much for listening. Let's do our little cool down. Let's take a deep breath in. Hold it. Breathe out. Let's take another deep breath in and think of your best friend or one of your closest friends. Breathe out. Now, I just want you to reach out to one of your close friends and just tell them you're proud of something they did. You know, like Bethany was there for Luann in dark times. And so sometimes we don't always appreciate our friends. So I want you to reach out to a friend and just say, hey, I'm proud of what you did at work, or I'm proud of how you handled this situation. I'm proud of your kids or whatever it is. Just say, let them know that you're proud. I love you all so much for listening. Goodbye.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.